Here's a thought, admittedly not an original thought, but a thought nonetheless about the most memorable photographs of our age. This came up in a conversation with my good friend David Grant Best years ago when he mentioned off the top of his head, although I suspect he'd been thinking about this a little bit, that the most memorable photographs of our age will not be, certainly yours or mine, not even those of Ansel Adams and Edward Weston and all the great photographers that you and I admire so much. It's not going to be The Afghan Girl by Steve McCurry. It's not going to be anything by Sebastio Salgado or any other contemporary photographer that you can think of. If we fast forward our imagination, say, 500 years, maybe even less, maybe even a couple of hundred years, the historians and the culture of that time will look back at this age that you and I live in and think that the most valuable, the most wonderful, the most amazing, the most spectacular, the most memorable photographs won't essentially have anything to do with photography. They'll have to do with life, with progress, with technology, with civilization. What will those photographs be? I think those future generations will look back at the images the astronauts have captured while on the moon, or that Voyager or Cassini or the Juno expeditions photographed of our neighboring planets and their moons. If Ansel Adams is remembered for anything, he'll be remembered for advising us that the most important thing in a photograph is determining where to stand. Well, the Voyager spacecrafts, they had really interesting places to stand, or to orbit, I should say, to photograph things that we've never imagined were out there in the world. And I suppose we can easily add to that the images we've been getting now for some time from the Hubble telescope or the Webb telescope, images of incredibly distant galaxies. And I was thinking about this the other day. It occurred to me that these mechanically captured images from spacecraft and from high technology adventures will still be viewed as technological accomplishments, but my bet is they'll also be viewed as aesthetic accomplishments, as a form of fusion between technology and aesthetics, between the machines that we can produce and the images that we can't even imagine, and the impact that they'll have on everything from deep science to pop culture. For example, which has influenced humankind's thinking over the last 50 years or so more? Has it been Ansel Adams' pictures of Yosemite? Has it been pop culture photographs of celebrities? Or is it that image of the Earth rising over the horizon of the moon that so changed the way we perceive ourselves, that set in motion that concrete idea that we all live on this little tiny ball of rock floating out in the vastness of space? Those are the photographs that are going to be the ones that are remembered. Those are the ones that people are going to look back on and say, wow, those were exciting times. And I would propose that indeed these are exciting times and amazing times in the history of photography when we can be presented in an instant on the internet with images that are so distant from us and objects that are so distant from us that it boggles the imagination to even contemplate them. How strange is the thought that a photograph from the Hubble or the Webb telescope that we can look at is actually of an event that, due to the immense distance, happened a few billion years ago. That is an almost unthinkable photographic image that we really shouldn't take for granted, and that really do present us with a view of life that is just breathtaking.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.